Hello everyone, my name is Elijah David, Minister of the 12th Apostolic Seventh Churchian Congregation, known as the 12th Liberty Hill, Texas. Today is March 25, 2017, or it is DOW 27, 2020. We will start our second service on this Sabbath day with a song entitled, He Hideth My Soul. A wonderful Savior is Yahshua my King. A wonderful Savior to me. He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock, where rivers of pleasure are seen. He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock. The shadows of wrath are still light. He hideth my life in the depths of his love and covers me there with his hand. And covers me then with his hand. A wonderful Savior is Yahshua my King. He taketh my burdens away. He holdeth me up and I shall not be moved. He giveth me strength as my day. He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock. The shadows of drought are still light. He hideth my life in the depths of his love. And covers me there with his hand. And covers me there with his hand. With numberless blessings each moment he crowned, and filled with his fullness defined. I sing in my rapture, O glory to Yah, for such a Redeemer as mine. He holdeth my soul in the cleft of the rock, the shadows of wrath is still light. He hideth my life in the depths of his love and covers me there with his hand and covers me there with his hand. When clothed in his brightness and his form arise, to meet him in the clouds of the sky. His perfect salvation, his wonderful love, are shouts with the millions on high. He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock. The shadows of wrath is still light. He hideth my life in the depth of his love and covers me there with his hand. Covers me then with his hand.
Part 7, I believe. Part 7 of Righteousness by Faith. says that in Isaiah chapter 2, the word of Isaiah, son of Amos, saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem. And it shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Yahweh's house shall be established on top of the mountain, and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow under it. And many people shall go and say, come ye, and let us go up to the mountain of the Yahweh unto the house of Elohim of Jacob, and he will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law, and the word of Yahweh from Jerusalem. And he shall judge among the nations, shall rebuke many people, and they shall beat their swords in the plowshares, and their spears in the pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more. O house of Jacob, come ye, and let us walk in the light of the Yahweh. Therefore thou hast forsaken thy people, the house of Jacob, because they be replenished from the east, and all soothsayers, like the Philistines, and they please themselves and the children of strangers. The land also is full of silver and gold, neither is there any end of their treasures. The land is also full of horses, neither is there any end of their chariots. The land also is full of the idols. They worship the work of their own hands, that which their own fingers have made. And the mean man bowed down, and the great man humbled himself. Therefore forgive them not. Enter into the rock and hide thee in the dust for fear of the Yahweh and for the glory of his majesty. For the lofty looks of man shall be humbled, and the haughtiness of men shall be bowed down, and the Yahshua alone, the Son now, shall be exalted in that day. For the day of the Yahweh, as Yahshua the host, shall be upon everyone that is proud and lofty, and upon everyone that is lifted up, and he shall be brought low. And upon all the cedars of Lebanon that are high and lifted up, and upon all the oaks of Bashan, and upon all the high mountains, and upon all the hills that are lifted up, and upon every high tower, and upon every fence wall, and upon all the ships of Tarshish, and upon all pleasant pictures, and the loftiness of man shall be bowed down, and the hardiness of men shall be made low, and the Yahweh, Yahshua alone shall be exalted in that day. This is talking about the Son alone is going to be exalted here on earth in that day. And the idols he shall utterly abolish. Now, what about that? Idolatry. And the idols he shall utterly abolish. Yahshua is going to come and utterly abolish all idols. And he shall go into the holes of the rock and into the caves of the earth for the fear of the Yahweh and for the glory of his majesty. When he arises to shake turban the earth. In that day a man shall cast his idols of silver and his idols of gold, which they made each one for himself to worship, unto the moles and unto the bats, to go into the cliffs of the rocks and into the tops of the ragged rocks, for the fear of the Yahshua and for the glory of his majesty, and he arises to shake turban the earth. What does it mean when he arises? He must be here on this earth. To arise, he rises up off his throne, that throne of David that's mentioned in Luke 1:32. Luke 1:32, he rises up off that throne of David. Yahweh the Father has appointed unto him. It says, he shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Yahweh Elohim shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom there shall be no end. Cease ye from man whose breath is in his nostrils, for whereof is he to be accounted of? That's in Isaiah 2:22. Okay, now let's looked again. Now let's look up on Isaiah chapter 5. Now will I sing unto my well beloved, a song of my beloved, touching his vineyard. My well beloved hath a vineyard and a very fruitful hill. And he fenced it and gathered out the stones thereof and planted it with the choicest vine, and built a tower in the midst of it, and also made a wine press therein. And he looked that it should bring forth grapes, and it brought forth wild grapes. And now, O inhabitants of Jerusalem and men of Judah, judge, I pray thee, betwixt me and my vineyard. Which should have been done more unto my vineyard than I have not done in it? Wherefore, when I looked that it should bring forth grapes, brought it forth wild grapes. And now go to, I will tell you what I will do to my vineyard. I will take away the heads thereof, and it shall be eaten up, and break down the wall thereof, and it shall be trodden down. I will lay it waste, it shall not be pruned nor digged, but there shall come up briars and thorns. I will also command the clouds that they rain no rain upon it. For the vineyard of the Yahshua of the host is in the house of Israel. And that means the vineyard of the Yahshua of hosts is the house of David that you will find in the house of Israel. Spiritual Israel today, and that's the Seventh-day Adventist Church. They have been found in the Adventist Church. And then the house of David joins 144,000 as the second part of the Adventist Church that comes forth and joins together. Joining the 12 tribes together, that's how they join together. First, the house of David is joined, because he's in the vineyard of Yahshua. And the 10 tribes are also in the vineyard of the Yahshua of hosts. And they're joined together, according to the prophecy of Ezekiel 37. It says, for the vineyard of the Yahshua of hosts is in the house of Israel, and the men of Judah, that's the house of David. There are members of that are in charge of the house of David as the lawgiver. Genesis 49:10, his pleasant plant. And he looked for judgment, but behold oppression. For righteousness, but behold a cry. Woe unto them that join house to house, that lay field to field, till there be no place, that they may be placed alone in the midst of the earth. In mine ears, said the Yahshua of the host, to the truth, many houses shall be desolate, even great and fair without inhabitant. Yea, 10 acres of vineyard shall yield one bath, and the seed of a homer shall yield an ephah. Warn them that rise up early in the morning, that they may follow strong drink, that continue until night, till wine inflame them. And the harp and the vial, the tablet and pot and wine are in their feast. But they regard not the work of the Yahshua, nor they consider the operation of his hand. Therefore my people are gone into captivity because they have no knowledge. And their honorable men are famished, and their multitude dried up with the thirst. Therefore hell hath enlarged herself and opened her mouth without measure, and their glory and their multitude and their pomp, and he that rejoices shall descend into it. And the mean man shall be brought down, and the mighty man shall be humbled, and the eyes of the lofty shall be humbled. But the Yahshua of the host shall be exalted in judgment, and Yahweh that is holy shall be sanctified in righteousness, the Father. Then shall the lambs feed after their manner, and the waste places of the fat ones shall strangers eat. Or unto them that draw iniquity with cord and vanity, like the cart rope. Let's see, and sin with cords of vanity. Let's read that again, verse 18. Woe unto them that draw iniquity with the cords of vanity, and sin as it were with a cart rope. Let's say, let him make speed and hasten his work, that we may see it. And let the counsel of the Holy One of Israel draw nigh, and come, that we may know it. Woe unto them that call evil good, and good evil, that put darkness for light, and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet, and sweet for bitter. Woe unto them that are wise in their own eyes, and prudent in their own sight. Woe unto them that are mighty to drink wine, and men of strength to mingle strong drink, which justify the wicked for reward, and take away the righteousness of the righteous from him. Therefore, as the fire devoureth the stubble, and the flame consumeth the chaff, so their roots shall be as rottenness, and their blossom shall go up as death, because they have cast away the law of Yahweh, Yeshua, of the host, and despise the word of the Holy One of Israel. Okay, and the Holy One of Israel is Yeshua, the Son. There is no anger of the Yeshua kindled against his people, and he has stretched forth his hand against them, and has smitten them, and the hills did tremble, and their carcasses were torn in the midst of the street. For all this his anger is not turned away, but his hand is stretched out still. And he will lift up an ensign unto the nations from far, and will hiss unto them from the end of the earth, and behold, they shall come with speed swiftly. None shall be weary nor stumble among them, none shall slumber nor sleep, neither shall the girdle of their loins be loosed, now the latchet of their souls be broken. Whose heirs, latchet of their shoes be broken. Whose arrows are sharp, and all their bows bent, their horses' hoofs shall be counted like flint, and their wheels like a whirlwind. Their roaring shall be like a lion. They shall roar like the young lions, yea, they shall roar and lay hold of the prey, and shall carry it away safe, and none shall deliver it. And in that day they shall roar against them like the roaring of the sea. And if one look unto the land, behold darkness and sorrow, and light is darkened in the heavens thereof. Okay, that's the end of Isaiah chapter 5. Next chapter would be chapter 10, dealing with the word righteousness. Woe unto them that decree unrighteous decrees, and that right grievousness which they have prescribed, to turn aside the needy from judgment, and take away the right from the poor of my people, that widows may be their prey, and that they may rob the fatherless. And what will you do in the day of the visitation, and in the desolation which shall come from far? To whom will you flee for help? And where will you leave your glory? Without me they shall bow down under the prisoners, and they shall fall under the slain, for all this his anger is not turned away, but his hand is stretched out still. O Assyrian, the rod of mine anger, and the staff in their hands is mine indignation. I will send him against an hypocritical nation, and against the people of my wrath will I give him a charge to take the spoil, and to take the prey, and to tread them down like the mire of the streets. Howbeit, he meaneth not so, neither doth his heart think so, but it is in his heart to destroy and to cut off nations, not a few. For he saith, are not my princes altogether kings? Is not Chalno as Carchemish? Is not Hamath as Arphad? Is not Samaria as Damascus? As my hand hath found the kingdom of the idols, whose graven images did excel them of Jerusalem and Samaria, so shall I not, as I have done unto Samaria and her idols, do so unto Jerusalem and her idols? Whereof it shall come to pass that when the Yeshua hath performed his whole work upon the Mount Zion and on Jerusalem, that I will punish the fruit of the stout heart of the king of Assyria and the glory of his high looks. For he saith, by the strength of my hand I have done it, and by my wisdom, for I am prudent, and I have removed the bounds of the people and have robbed their treasury. I have put down the inhabitants like a violent man, and my hand has found as a nest the riches of the people. And as one gathers eggs that are left, have I gathered all the earth, and there was none that moved the wing or opened the mouth or peep. Shall the axe boast itself against him that healeth therewith? Or shall the saw magnify itself against him that shaketh it? As if the rod should shake itself against him that lift it up? Or as if the staff should lift up itself as if it were no wood? Therefore shall the Yeshua of the host, send among his fat ones leanness, and under his glory he shall kindle a burning like the burning of a fire. And the light of Israel shall be for a fire, and his Holy One for a flame, and it shall burn and devour his thorns and his briars in one day. One day. And shall consume the glory of his forest and of his fruitful field, both soul and body. And they shall be as when a standard bearer fainteth, and the rest of the trees of his forest shall be few, that a child may write them. And it shall come to pass in that day that the remnant of Israel, and such as are escaped the house of Jacob, shall no more stay. The house of Jacob, Seventh Day Adventist Church now, folks, proper, starting in 1844, shall no more again stay upon him that smote him. Well, you know what? The house of Jacob didn't appear until 1970 with Gilead Center, the third feeding pasture for Israel today, for the Adventist Church. So it says, because our first judgment took place in the house of Jacob at Gilead Center 2002 for the Adventist Church, and that's where it took place. So it says, let's read that verse 20 again, and it shall come to pass in that day that the remnant of the house, of the Israel, and such as are escaped of the house of Jacob. Now those that are escaped of the house of Jacob are the house of David and the 144,000. They both had to escape out of the house of Jacob. Shall no more stay upon him that smote them, but shall stay upon the Yeshua, the Holy One of Israel, and the truth. For the remnant shall return, even the remnant of Jacob, unto the mighty Elohim. For though thy people Israel be as the sand of the sea, yet a remnant of them shall return. The consumption decree shall overflow with righteousness, for the Yeshua Messiah of the host shall make a consumption, even determined in the midst of all the land. Therefore thus saith Yeshua Messiah of the host, O my people that dwellest in Zion, be not afraid of the Assyrian. He shall smite thee with a rod, and lift up his staff against thee, as the man of Egypt. For yet a little while, and the indignation shall cease, and mine anger and their destruction. And the Yahshua the host shall stir up a scourge for him, according to the slaughter of Midian at the rock of Oreb. And as his rod was upon the sea, so shall he lift it up after the manner of Egypt. And it shall come to pass in that day that his burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulder, and his yoke from off thy neck. And the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. He has come to Ariath. He is passed to Migron at Michmash. He hath laid up his carriages. They are gone over the passage. They have taken up their lodging at Geba. Ramah is afraid. Gibeah of Saul is fled. Lift up thy voice, O daughter of Gidom. Cause it to be heard unto Laish, O poor Anathoth. Medmenah is removed. The inhabitants of Gibeon, gather themselves to flee. As yet shall he remain at Nob that day. He shall shake his hand against the mount of the daughter of Zion, and the hill of Jerusalem. Okay, so Mount Zion is actually on the hill, not in the hill. It's on the hill of the Jerusalem. That's the kingly palace ground, Zion's hill. Behold, Yahshua the host shall lop the bow with terror, and the high ones of stature shall be hewn down, and the haughty shall be humbled. And he shall cut down the thickets of the forest with the iron, and Lebanon shall fall by a mighty one. That's the end of chapter 10 of Isaiah. Let's look at our next chapter here. It will be Isaiah 11. Okay, let's start at verse 1, Isaiah 11. He shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. And the spirit of the Yahshua shall rest upon him, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of the knowledge, and of the fear of the Yahweh. And shall make him of the quick understanding the fear of the Yahweh, and he shall not judge at the sight of his eyes, neither reprove at the hearing of his ears. But with righteousness shall he judge the poor, and reprove with equity for the meek of the earth. And he shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked. This is actually the Yahshua we're talking about here. And righteousness shall be the girdle of his loins, and faithfulness the girdle of his reins. There's that righteousness. The wolf also shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall be lie down with the kid. And the calf and the young lion and the fatling together, and the little child shall lead them. And the cow and the bear shall feed their young ones, shall lie down together. And the lion shall eat straw like the ox, and the sucking child shall play on the hole of the ass, and the wind shall put his hand on the cockatrice den. They shall not hurt nor destroy, and all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Yahshua, as the waters cover the sea. And in that day there shall be a root of Jesse which shall stand for an ensign of the people. Unto it shall the Gentiles seek, and his rest shall be glory. It shall come to pass in that day that Yahshua shall set his hand again the second time to recover the remnant of his people, which shall be left from Assyria, and from Egypt, and from Patros, and from Turish, and from Elam, and from Shinar, and from Hamath, and from the islands of the sea. And he shall set up an ensign for the nations, and shall assemble the outcasts of Israel, and gather together the dispersed of Judah, and the four corners of the earth. For then the also of Ephraim shall depart, and the adversaries of Judah shall be cut off. Ephraim shall not envy Judah, and Judah shall not vex Ephraim. But they shall fly upon the shoulders of the Philistine. Toward the west they shall spoil them of the east together. They shall lay their hand upon Edom, and Moab and the children of Ammon shall obey them. And the Asher shall utterly destroy the tongue of the Egyptian sea, and with his mighty wind shall he shake his hand over the river, and shall smite it in the seven streams, and make men go over dry shod. This shall be an highway for the remnant of his people, which shall be left from Assyria, like as it was in the Israel in the day that he came upon the land of Egypt. Okay, that ends chapter 11 of Isaiah. Let's go now right into chapter 16 of Isaiah. Send ye the lamb to the ruler of the land from Selah to the wilderness and to the mount of the daughter of Zion. For it shall be that as a wandering bird cast out of the nest, so the daughters of Moab shall be at the fords of Arnon. Take counsel, execute judgment, make thy shadow as the night in the midst of the noonday. Hide the outcast, bewray not him that wandereth. Let mine outcast dwell with thee, Moab, be thou a covert to them from the face of the spoiler. For the extortioner is at an end. The spoiler ceases, the oppressors are consumed out of the land. And in mercy shall the throne be established, and he shall sit upon it in the truth in the tabernacle of David, judging and seeking judgment and hasting righteousness. We have heard of the pride of Moab. He is very proud, even of his hardiness and his pride and his wrath, but his lies shall not be so. Therefore shall Moab howl for Moab, every one shall howl, for the foundation of Kirhah, he saith, shall be ye mourn. Surely they are stricken, for the field of Heshbon languish, and the vine of Sibmah, the lords of the heathen have broken down the principal plants thereof. They are come even unto Jazer. They wandered through the wilderness, their branches are stretched out, they are gone over the sea. Therefore I will bewail with the weeping of Jazer, the vine of Sibmah. I will water thee with my tears, O Heshbon, and Elealeh, for the shouting, for thy summer fruits, and for thy harvest is fallen, and gladness is taken away, and joy out of the plentiful field, and in the vineyard there shall be no singing. Neither shall there be shouting, the traders shall tread out no wine in their presses. I have made their vintage shouting to cease. Wherefore my bow shall sound like an harp for Moab, and mine inward parts for Kirhah-esh. And it shall come to pass when it is seen that Moab is weary on the high place, that he shall come to his sanctuary to pray, but he shall not prevail. This is the word that the Yahshua has spoken concerning Moab since that time. And now the Yahshua has spoken, saying, wherein 3 years as the years of an harlot, and the glory of Moab shall be contemned with all that great multitude, and the remnant shall be a very small and feeble. Isaiah 26, in that day shall this song be sung in the land of Judah. We have a strong city, salvation with Elohim point for walls and bulwarks. Open ye the gates that the righteous nation which keepeth the truth may enter in. That will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusts in thee. Trust in the Yahweh forever, for in the Yahweh Messiah is everlasting strength. he bringeth down them that dwell on high. The lofty city he layeth it low. He layeth it low even unto the ground. He brings it even unto the dust. The foot shall tread it down, even the feet of the poor, and the steep steps of the needy. The way of the just is uprightness. They are most upright, thus way the path of the just. Yea, in the way of thy judgments, O Yahweh, have we waited for thee. The desire of our soul is unto thy name, and unto the remembrance of thee. With my soul have I desired thee in the night, yea, with my spirit within me, will I seek thee early, for when thy judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. Let favor be showed unto the wicked, yet will he not learn righteousness. In the land of the uprightness will he deal unjustly, and will not behold the majesty of the Yahweh. The Yahweh, when thy hand is lifted up, they will not see, but they shall see and be ashamed for their envy. That the people, yea, the fire of thine enemies shall devour them. Yahweh, thou wilt ordain peace for us, for thou also hast wrought all our works in us. O Yahweh, Elohim, our lords beside thee, other lords beside thee have had dominion over us, but by thee only will we make mention of thy name. They are dead, they shall not live. They are deceased, they shall not rise. Therefore, as thou visited and destroyed them, and made all their memory to perish. It says, thou hast increased the nation. O Yahweh, thou hast increased the nation. Thou art glorified. Thou hast removed it far unto all the ends of the earth. Yahweh, in trouble have they visited thee. They poured out a prayer when they chastened, and thy chastening was among them, upon them. Like as a woman with child, yet draweth near to the time of their delivery, is in pain, and crieth out in her pains, and so have we been in this. I sought, O Yahweh. We have been with child, we have been in pain, we have, as it were, brought forth wind. We have not wrought any deliverance in the earth, neither have the inhabitants of the world fallen. Thy dead men shall live together, with thy dead bodies shall they arise. Awake and sing, ye that are dwell in the dust. For thy dew is as the dew of the herbs, and the earth shall cast out the dead. Come, my people, enter thou into thy chambers, and shut thy doors about thee. Hide thyself, as it were, for a little moment, until the indignation be overpassed. For behold, the Yahshua cometh out of his place to punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity. The earth also shall disclose her blood, and shall no more cover her slain. Okay, that's the end of Isaiah 26. Isaiah 28. Okay, it says, woe to the crown of pride, and to the drunkards of Ephraim, whose glorious beauty is a fading flower, which are on the head of the fat valleys of them that are overcome with wine. Behold, the Yahweh hath a mighty and strong one, which as a tempest of hail, and as a storing storm, as a flood of mighty waters, overflowing, shall cast down unto the earth with the hand. The crown of pride, the drunkards of Ephraim shall be trodden under feet, and the glorious beauty, which is on the head of the fat valley, shall be a fading flower, and as a hasty fruit, before the summer, which when he that looketh upon it, seeth while it is yet in his hand, he eateth it up. And that day shall the Yahshua the host thee for a crown of glory, and for a diadem of beauty unto the residue of his people, and for a spirit of judgment unto him that sitteth in judgment, and for strength unto them that turn the battle to the gate. But they also have erred through wine, and through strong drink, or out of the way. For the priest and the prophet have erred through strong drink. They are swallowed up of the wine. They are out of the way through strong drink. They err in vision. They stumble in judgment. Well, that's what happened to the prophet at Termit. When judgment began the house of Yahweh, 1 Peter 4:17, it began with the prophet at Gilead Center. And lo and behold, it says right here the reason he erred, because it's through strong drink, and they err in vision, and they stumble in judgment. For all tables are full of vomit and filthiness, so that there is no place clean. Whom shall he teach knowledge, and whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breast. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little and there a little. For with the stammering lips and another tongue will he speak unto this people, unto whom he said, this is the rest wherewith you may cause the weary to rest. And this is a refreshing. Yet they would not hear. But the word of Yahweh was unto them precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line. Here a little and there a little, that they might go and fall backward and be broken and snared and taken. Wherefore, hear the word of Yahweh, ye scornful men, that rule this people, which is in Jerusalem, because you have said, we have made a covenant with death, and with hell are we at agreement. But the overflowing scourge, or when the overflowing scourge shall pass through, it shall not come unto us. For we have made lies our refuge, and under the falsehood have we hid ourselves. Therefore thus saith Yahweh Elohim, behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation a stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. He that believeth shall not make haste. Judgment also will I lay to the lion, and righteousness to the plummet. There's that righteousness. And the hail shall sweep away the refuge of lies, and the water shall overflow the hiding place. And your covenant with this shall be disannulled, and your agreement with hell shall not stand. And when the overflowing scourge shall pass through, then you shall be trodden down by it. From the time that it goeth forth, it shall take you. For morning by morning it shall pass over, by day and by night, and it shall be a vexation only to understand the report. For the bed is shorter than that a man can stretch himself on it, and the covering narrow than that he can wrap himself in it. For Yahshua shall rise up as in the Mount Perazim. He shall be wroth as in the valley of Gibeon, that he may do his work, this strange work, and will bring to pass his act, his strange act. Now therefore be ye not mockers, lest your hand be made strong, for I have heard from the Yahshua Messiah of the host a consumption, even determined upon the whole earth. Give ye ear and hear my voice, hearken and hear my speech. Doth the plowman plow all day to sow? Doth he open and break the clods of his ground? When he hath made plain the face thereof, doth he not cast abroad the fishes and scatter the common, and cast in the principal wheat and the appointed barley, and the rye in their place? for his Elohim doth instruct him to unto discretion, and doth teach him. For the fishes are not threshed with a threshing instrument, neither the cartwheel turned about upon the cumming, but the fishes are beaten out with a staff, and the cumming with a rod. Bread corn is bruised, because he will not ever be threshing it, nor break it with the wheel of his cart, nor bruise it with his horsemen. This also cometh from the Yahshua the host, which is wonderful in counsel and excellent in working. Okay, let's go to now Isaiah chapter 32. Behold, a king shall reign in righteousness, and princes shall rule in judgment. And a man shall be as an hiding place from the wind, and a covert from the tempest. As rivers of water in a dry place, as a shadow of a great rock in a weary land. And the eyes of them that see shall not be dim, and the ears of them that hear shall hearken. The heart also of the rash shall understand knowledge, and the tongue of the stammerers shall be ready to speak plainly. The vile person shall be no more called liberal, nor the churl said to be bountiful. For the vile person will speak villainy, and his heart will work iniquity to practice hypocrisy, and to utter error against the Yahshua, and to make empty the soul of the hungry, and he will cause the drink of the thirsty to fail. The instruments also of the churl are evil. He devises wicked devices to destroy the poor with the lying words, even when the needy speaketh right. But the liberal devises liberal things, and by liberal things shall he stand. Rise up, you women that are at ease. Hear my voice, you careless daughters. Give ear unto my speech. Many days and years shall ye be troubled, you careless women. For the vintage shall fail, the gathering shall not come. Tremble, you women that are at ease. Be troubled, you careless ones, strip you and make you bare, and gird sackcloth upon your loins. They shall lament for the pits, for the pleasant fields, for the fruitful vine. Upon the land of my people shall come up thorns and briars, yea, upon all the houses of joy and the joyous city. Because the palaces shall be forsaken, the multitude of the city shall be left, the forts and towers shall be for dens forever, a joy of wild asses, a pasture of flocks, until the Spirit be poured upon us from on high, and the wilderness be a fruitful field, and the fruitful field be counted for a forest. Then judgment shall dwell in the wilderness, and righteousness remain in the fruitful field. There's that word righteousness. That's what the word we're dealing with. Verse 16, Isaiah 32. And the work of the righteousness, verse 17, shall be peace, and the effect of righteousness, quietness and assurance forever. And thy people shall dwell in a peaceful habitation, and in assured dwellings, and in quiet resting places. When it shall hail coming down on the forest, and the city shall be low in a low place. Blessed are ye that sow beside our waters, that send forth thither the feet of the ox and the ass. Okay, that's the end of Isaiah chapter 32. Look like the word righteousness appeared about three times that I can see. All right, let us go now into our next chapter. Chapter 33. It says, woe to thee that spoilest, and thou wast not spoil, and dealest treacherously, and they dealt not treacherously with thee. When thou shalt cease to spoil, thou shalt be spoiled, and when thou shalt make an end to deal treacherously, they shall deal treacherously with thee. O Yahweh, be gracious unto us, we have waited for thee. Be thou their arm every morning, our salvation also in the time of trouble. At the noise of the tumult, the people fled. At the lifting up of thyself, the nations were scattered. And your spoil shall be scattered like the gathering of the caterpillar. As the running to and fro of the locust shall he run upon them. Yahweh is exalted, for he dwelleth on high. He hath filled his eye with judgment and righteousness. And wisdom and knowledge shall be the stability of thy times, and strength of salvation, the fear, for the fear of the Yahweh is his treasure. Behold, the valiant ones shall cry without, the ambassadors of peace shall weep bitterly, the highways lie waste, the wayfaring man ceaseth. He hath broken the covenant, he hath despised the cities, he regardeth no man. The earth mourneth and languishes, Lebanon is ashamed and hewn down, Sharon is like a wilderness, and Bashan and Carmel shake off their fruits. Now will I rise, saith Yahshua. Now will I be exalted. Now will I lift up myself. And that you can go back to Isaiah chapter 2, verse 19 and 21, and confirm that again. It says that, and they shall go into the holes of rocks and into the caves of the earth for fear of the Yahshua and for the glory of his majesty when he arises to shake terribly the earth. In that day a man shall cast away his idols of silver and his idols of gold, which they made each one for himself to worship, to the moles and to the best, to go into the cliffs of the rocks and into the tops of the ragged rocks, for fear of the Yahshua and for the glory of his majesty, or for the fear of the Yahweh, that's the Father, and for the glory of his majesty, which is Yahshua, when he arises to shake terribly the earth. Well, actually, this is talking about the Yahshua altogether. Let's read that verse 21 again of Isaiah 2. To go into the cliffs of the rocks and into the tops of the ragged rocks for the fear of the Yahweh. No, the fear of the Yahshua. And for the glory of his majesty, the glory of his majesty is his army that's with him, the 144,000, when he arises to shake terribly the earth. Let's go now back to Isaiah 33, verse 11. You shall conceive chaff, ye shall bring forth stubble, your breath as fire shall devour you, and the people shall be as the burnings of lime, as thorns cut up shall they be burned in the fire. Hear ye that are far off what I have done, and ye that are near, acknowledge my might. For the sinners in Zion are afraid. Fearfulness has surprised the hypocrite. Who among us shall dwell with the devouring fire? Who among us shall dwell with the everlasting burning? He that walketh righteously and speaketh uprightly, he that despises the gain of oppression, that shaketh his hands from holding of bribes, that stoppeth his ears from hearing of blood, and shutteth his eyes from seeing evil. He shall dwell on high. His place of defense shall be the munition of rocks. Bread shall be given him. His waters shall be sure. Thine eyes shall see the king in his beauty. They shall behold the land that is very far off. Thine heart shall meditate terror. Where is the scribe? Where is the receiver? Where is he that counteth the towers? Thou shalt not see a fierce people, a people of a deeper speech than thou canst perceive, of a stammering tongue that thou canst not understand. Look upon Zion, the city of our solemnity. Thine eyes shall see Jerusalem, a quiet habitation, a tabernacle that shall not be taken down. Not one of the stakes thereof shall be removed, neither shall any of the cords thereof be broken. But there the glorious Yahshua will be unto us a place of broad rivers and streams, wherein shall no or go no galley with oars, neither shall a gallant ship pass thereby. For the Yahshua is our judge, Yahshua is our lawgiver. that Yahshua is our King, He will save us. Now, in Genesis 49:10 is where we first read about this lawgiver. Jump back there and read that. It says that the scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet, until Shiloh come, and unto him, this Yahshua, this lawgiver, shall the gathering of the people be. So here we have that lawgiver I mentioned again right here, in Isaiah 33, verse 22, for the Yahshua is our judge. Yahshua is our lawgiver. Yahshua is our King. He will save us. Our talkings are loose. They could not well strengthen their mass. They could not spread the sail. This is the prey of a great spoil. Divided, the lamb shall take the prey. And the inhabitants shall not say, I am sick. The people that dwell therein shall be forgiven their iniquity. That's the end of chapter 33. And that's the end of our study this hour. Contact us at the 11th hour corner, number 11. Click on the audio archive. We're going to close now with a song. The Stranger of Galilee. And fancy us to cover so one day of the beautiful murmuring sea. I saw the great cause as they thronged away of the Stranger of Galilee. I saw how the man who was blind from birth in a moment was made to see. The Lamb was made whole by the master's skill of the Stranger of Galilee. His love of compassion, his words of love, they shall never forgotten be. When sin sick and helpless, he saw me there, this Stranger of Galilee. He showed me his hand and his ribbon side, and he whispered, it was for me. My burden fell on at the pierced feet of the Stranger of Galilee. I felt I could love them forever, so gracious and tender was He. I claimed Him that day as my Savior, the Stranger of Galilee. I heard speak peace to the angry cries of that turbulent raging sea. And though it is where the water still, this Stranger of Galilee, a peaceful, a quiet, and holy calm, and ever abides with me. He holdeth my life in His mighty hand, the Stranger of Galilee. Come ye who are driven in tempest tossed, and His gracious salvation see. Your quiet last dawn with it, peace be still, the Stranger
know and the story tell. Whatever you will be, if all you let him with you apart, the stranger of Galilee. Oh, my friend, would you love him forever? So gracious and tender as he. Acknowledge him today as your Savior, the stranger of God.